Hello and welcome back to Mix It Podcast. First, we want to say a big thank you to those of you who downloaded our first show. We had a massive response with hundreds of you logging on to have a listen. If you didn't get a chance to catch the first show, you can still download it from the archive on Mix It Online. This is our second show and it's set to be just as good as the first. We've interviewed Arriva to get some answers about the buses in Medway, and we hear from some lucky young people who have been given thousands of pounds to start a rock school in Medway. But first up, we've got 3 dBs down with a track called Sudoku.
She wants to blow up the world. Silver tongue, she's a mess. There's no tears for this emptiness. She wants to blow up the world because it is bad for her. She wants to blow up the world because it is bad to her. If you could try anything, she'd try being someone else. She wants to blow up the world. Blow up the world. Everyone smiles, everyone's willing, she won't let them try, she says.
If you want to hear more from 3dBs Down, you can at www.myspace.com/3dBs Down. As you know, the Mix It podcast is created by young people in Medway for young people, and we want to hear from you. If you're in a band and want us to feature your music, or if there's something going on in your area, or there's just something you have an opinion on, let us know and you could hear yourself on a future show. Just email us at mixit@medway.gov.uk. Next up, we've got some news about what's going on for young people in Medway. Have you ever wondered about Angels? Angels Space is an event for young people being held in the crypt of Rochester Cathedral on Sunday the 25th of February from 6 until 8. You can meet up and talk about Angels. whether they exist or not, and if they do, what is their purpose? There will be music, videos and a fair trade cafe, as well as lots of activities to get involved in. For more information, visit www.angelspace.org.uk. The evening is free, so why not go along and see whether they're out there? Are you ready to jump on the bandwagon? Then if so, why not join the new online music community? It wants young bands, musicians, rap artists and DJs aged 12 to 18 to join in a national music competition called Soundclash. You'll get the chance to enter a Battle of the Bands competition, which if you win, will see you play a major UK festival and get a record deal with a leading independent label, Sanctuary. Loads of equipment and instruments are also up for grabs to the runners-up. Soundclash wants to find the best musical talent across schools in the UK today. It's open to all bands and solo artists across all types of music. But if you're no Kylie or Justin, don't worry, you can still get involved. There's a chance for you to write reviews on your favourite band, album or gig and get it featured on the Bandwagon's website. Or, why not get out there and start snapping? There'll be a prize for the best music photography during the competition. Getting involved in Soundclash competition is free. All you have to do is log on to Bandwagon at www.bandwagon.co.uk/soundclash and make a profile. Upload your tracks for judges in the Bandwagon community to listen to. Remember to get your school and friends behind you though. You can promote your music via the online forums and review sections to increase your popularity. This competition runs from the end of March. For more information, competition rules and tips, go to www.bandwagon.co.uk/soundclash. The next Snap Club night is on Friday the 23rd of February at the Black Lion Leisure Centre, Gillingham. It's £5 to get in, and this month's celebrity act is Kenzie from Celebrity Big Brother and Cirque du Celebrité. Also featuring that night, we've got Medway's own Live Element. For more information, go to www.myspace.com/snapmedway. Now we have a track from the Godless Reds. It's called Equal, and here it is.
I'm such a lucky human. All things being equal, I'll walk in your wall. I will build a cathedral with your honey words, so that all of the people see the sunlight it kills. All things being equal, I'll walk in your wall. But still I find myself inside this dark and deep and bloody hole. What have they got waiting for me? I dot the I three times, I scream and shout, I try to lose control, but antihistamine has made me apathetic. All things being equal, I'll walk in your world. I will build a cathedral with your honey words, so that all people see the sunlight it kills. All things being equal, I'll walk in your world. This time I had some misjudging in my life, screwed up all the corruption, made things right. But who needs any constructing?
You can find out more about the Godless Threads by going to www.myspace.com/godlessthreads. And don't forget, if you want to feature in the next podcast, send your MP3s to mixit@medway.gov.uk. Next up, we have an interview with two groups of young people who have been successful in the Youth Opportunity Fund. Charlotte Edwards caught up with them to find out more.
I'm joined today by Katie Bailey, Dan Ellen and Sean Caney. Hi guys, thanks for coming.
Hi.
Katie, what did you bid for and why?
I'm part of a young parents group fundraising for travel to get to the group and courses such as anger management, GCSEs, first aid, baby massage, parenting courses and many more. But we'd also like a toy library for parents and children to use.
How did you feel when you found out your bid had been successful?
I felt really good and quite emotional. My daughter was only 3 weeks old, so I had all my hormones going everywhere, so I was really proud of myself.
What do your friends and family think about what you're doing?
They're proud that I had the opportunity to express my views.
Why would you recommend others to apply for the Youth Opportunity Fund?
Money helps to provide opportunities to make a better life for young parents and children.
And when will the courses start?
Courses will be booked by about February and March, and they will be running by the end of March on a rolling programme.
Where will the courses be run and how can people find out more?
They will be run from the Sunlight Centre, Gillingham, every Thursday, 1 till 3pm. Any young parent can attend, aged 13 to 19 years. The group will be advertised in local youth centres, health centres, doctors and other young people venues. Also, the group will be advertised on Medway Council's Positive Parenting Network, which is www.medwayppn.org.
Okay, so now on to you, Sean and Dan. What will you do with the money you've been given from the Youth Opportunity Fund?
Basically, the money that we got from the funding was used towards the rock schools. This enabled people of between the age of 12 and 18 to come into a certain location and learn every aspect about the music industry. It helps increase their self-esteem and their confidence, and it also allows them to learn about musical instruments.
We thought we would want to promote the project and we could use the funding to build up on it.
How much money were you given?
Yeah, we were given £20,000 towards the project.
That's a lot. Did you expect to get as much as this?
Actually, no. We thought we wouldn't get as much, but every penny was spent, so...
It's gone to good use.
Yeah.
When do you think the project will be finished and ready to use?
Well, the project's ongoing, so even though we've got the funding, it's still going and the project's built up a little bit more. And we're hoping to get more youngsters off the streets and into the involved with the project. So it's still ongoing.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be very busy, but have you had fun taking part?
Yes, we've had fun taking part. It's been a very good experience to be able to get funding and also spend it for good causes.
Well, thanks very much for telling us about the Youth Opportunity Funds and good luck with your projects.
Thanks for that, Charlotte. Sounds like there's some good plans going on in Medway. The final track for this show comes from Los Salvadors and it's called Your Time.
I hope you're happy. You take your life and blow it up and throw it away. You took your friendship and made a hardship, running away, looking for your soulmate. Learn to say goodbye, learn to let go. Celebrations will make you happy. A long time when everybody says bye. Yes, I'm lucky, but no one's leaving. Sticking around, hoping that it feels right. Learn to say goodbye, learn to let go.
Find the one that you've been dreaming of. The hope of finding love just isn't enough. Maybe that's the way that you should save yourself. Selfishness and happiness goes so well.
Every now and then a mind springs to the front, turning you around, throwing you a shit shot. Blowing up and getting through into my life. Shouldn't take the chance, even if it's not right.
Make you happy.
Another fight,
another chance to fall behind. I think the time's come for you to move on. Sticking around like I always have done.
Learn to say goodbye, learn to let go.
Hope you find the one that you've been dreaming of. The hope of finding love just isn't enough. Maybe that's the way that you should save.
save yourself. Selfishness and happiness goes so well. Every now and then a mice plays in the front, turning you around, throwing you a shed shot, blowing up again, fill into my mind. Should have taken a chance, even if it's not right.
Los Salvadors have a MySpace account. Check it out at www.myspace.com/Los Salvadors. Lots of young people are fed up with the public transport in Medway, especially the buses. James Gibson from the Mix It Shoutbox team went along to meet Richard Lewis from Arriva to get some answers for us.
Okay. Our magazine's aimed at 13 to 24 year olds, and a lot of these young people are complaining that buses in Medway are infrequent, unreliable. And I was just wondering how many buses actually run in Medway at the moment.
Right, at our Gillingham depot, which is where all the services in Medway are run, we've got 116 buses allocated, which is quite a huge fleet for one town.
Have Arriva ever considered using buses running them late at night? Obviously, I'm sure you're aware, Medway has a demographic for quite young people. You're out clubbing, staying up late, so wouldn't it be beneficial to run a late night service?
Evening services don't attract a great deal of custom. Over the years, they've gradually been withdrawn or reduced in frequency.
How come children are charged adult price when they turn 16, whereas in the eyes of the government, you're not classified as an adult until the age of 18?
Statutory education ends at 16. Some students obviously go on to higher education, school or college. For us, a 16-year-old could be going to work, could be going to school, could be going to college, so it's difficult to differentiate between people of the same age of 16, 17, 18 as to what their journey purpose is. It costs us as much to carry a child as it does to carry an adult, and in the morning peak period, scholars are all going to school, workers are going to work all at the same time, so the whole of our fleet is on the road, all the drivers are employed, and we have our costs are a maximum, so we charge full fare. In the afternoon, we can utilise our buses and drivers to take students home first and then come back into town and take workers home, so costs are spread over a longer period.
For young people especially, buses are an expensive mode of transport, but for many of them, for example, getting to school, coming home from school, it's the only way they're going to get there. Are there any schemes Arriva are using or thinking of using that can make this cheaper for us?
Yeah, there are various schemes. We do offer a Medway Towns weekly ticket, which if you travel over a certain distance will save money. There are season tickets to get from one point to another, which if you're doing it 5 days a week, that will save money over the cost of buying a daily ticket. And there's various other schemes during off-peak periods or in the evening. The Connections card allows students aged 16, 17 or 18 to travel at child rate in the evening and at weekends.
Following on from the last question, how well do buses serve the universities around Medway?
Yeah, in Medway we've introduced a couple of years ago an online ticket for students attend the universities at Chatham Maritime. We offer tickets at a greatly reduced rate if they book online. That's now been extended to what was the Kent Institute of Art and Design.
How can people find out about this information, about discount services to universities, to bus passes, etc.?
Yeah, in Chatham we've got a travel shop in the Pentagon Shopping Centre where people can pick up all our leaflets, ask questions, buy tickets. We've also got a customer services number, 08701 2010 88, and we also have a website which is www.arrivabus.co.uk.
Okay, I'd just like to ask your own opinion on whether you think bus prices for schools are too high.
The prices we charge reflect the cost of operating the business.
Okay, and finally, my last question, will you be getting the bus home?
Not today, but I like to use the bus when I can.
Well, thanks very much, guys. Hopefully that sheds some light on the bus situation for you. If you have a topic that you want to share with us, why not send in your thoughts? Email comments or audio files to mixit@medway.gov.uk or post your comments to the show blog at mixitonline.co.uk. Thanks for listening to this, our second show, and we look forward to seeing you at the end of February. Thank you.
Mix It Podcast.